Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
I gotta share this story with you. It's in Utah, and there's a school district in Utah that is apparently dealing with students who are furries. You know what a furry is? A furry is a person who identifies with being an animal, and they dress up in animal costumes. But they're more cartoonish than they are realistic. In other words, they'll have, like, you know, oversized eyes and expressive faces. And, you know, it might be a wolf or a bear or a kitty cat or some kind of animal. And, Ian, I hope I'm describing furries in the best way possible. But they identify with being animals to the point where if they're involved in an intimate relationship with somebody, they wear the furry outfit while they're involved in intimacy. So dozens of, now these are middle schoolers, so they might not be involved in anything sexually, but they identify with being animals. They're furries. And this is at a school in Utah. Well, apparently there was a Students for Humans at School protest. There's a group now at the school called Students for Humans at School, because at the Mount Nebo Middle School in Utah, there are reports that these furry students are biting, are barking, and they're pouncing on other students at school. And there was a case where students were cornered in the cafeteria area, the lunchroom, and they threw food. They threw food at these kids because they were not dressed the way they were supposed to be dressed in school. Now, the school is backing them up. The school says all these wild stories about barking and biting and pouncing on students. They're all exaggerated. And all of this was really exacerbated by a conservative radio talk show host. And he had a video that was kind of going viral. And it was about the story. And according to the school, these are just wild rumors and stories, and it's not true. It is true that they're allowing these kids to wear a headband that might have, like, cat ears or something like that. So nothing wrong with that. I see a lot of young girls wearing headbands that have cat ears. Maybe they have a tail. But these other students are claiming that the furries are aggressively biting and barking and pouncing on other students in the classroom. The school says that none of this is true. And then there was a story that was on conservative radio or conservative social media that was denouncing students at a school in either Michigan or Wisconsin where they had litter boxes in some area where the students could use they could go to the bathroom in the litter box because they were furries and they thought they were animals. That story is not true. So, you know, a lot of the stuff that goes on conservative talk radio, a lot of the stuff that goes on in conservative social media is totally bogus. It is BS. They can't prove it. They put it out there. They get you all riled up about it, but it simply isn't true. Now, I don't know whether the school's right or the students are right, but again, the students and parents had a protest, Students for Humans at School.
Yeah, I'm not surprised to learn that Libs of TikTok is involved in this. Libs of TikTok is a Twitter account, you know, I'm still calling it Twitter, run by a woman named Chaya Rachik, who has this she became famous and she became wealthy doing this by convincing people that this school in Utah is allowing their children to dress up as animals and bite other students, which is the stupidest thing. Like, even if you just rub two brain cells together and think, does that pass the smell test or does that sound like total nonsense? There are enough people in that Libs of TikTok world that really want stuff like this to be true. It really matters to them a great deal that these ridiculous lies are true. And all you're doing is making yourself look stupid and making this woman rich.
But how?
Don't do that.
How do conservatives, I mean, when I look at the definition of conservative ideology, I don't think that these people are dumb enough to believe the people on the air or on social media that are spreading these ridiculous, ridiculous rumors, and they have no proof, but they just blare it out there. And everybody gets all riled up, and they're pounding their chest thinking, well, we sure blew the whistle on this. It's not true. So, you know, if you're sucked into conservative radio, if you're sucked into conservative social media, just step back and realize that a lot of the stuff that you're being told is not true. Period.
You're a mark.
If you want to join
Somebody's getting rich because you're too dumb. Never underestimate how dumb some of your fellow Americans are.
I know.
Look, I don't say that to be mean to them, but I'm just like, you're the victim of an extortion plot for your attention and your money.
And they're getting your money. They're making money off of you. They're just sucking money right away from you. And look, there are dumb Democrats too. Don't get me wrong, but this is a concerted effort by right-wing radicals, and they're trying to control everything. But they're trying to control everything by just bringing forward stupid stuff, stuff that's not true. You think there's students getting down on their hands and knees barking at other students?
Even if that were true. I'm old, and I remember when I was in second grade, I pretended I was a velociraptor all day, and I didn't end up on the New York Post or whatever, you know?
Oh,
but the idea that the school district is actually sanctioning this and encouraging this, and that those evil teachers, those evil public school teachers and their evil public school teachers unions are allowing kids to bite and pounce on other children because they identify as dogs or wolves or whatever— It's fentanyl in the Halloween candy. It's the razor in the caramel apple. I can't believe people are dumb enough to fall for this stuff.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.